Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with the Faith and Freedom Show, where I'm going to talk about the issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Every now and then I wax religion. I'd say most talk radios will actually wax religious, and I try to keep it to being waxing religion. And it is a Faith and Freedom Show. Sometimes I'll tell you a story in real life. Hopefully you'll, you know, it's got a call in number. We got toll free 866. KFNX, let's see, 866-536-1100. Sorry, I lost my brain there. That's an opportunity. It's a fairness doctrine to give us a call, 277-5369. You can also do that and find out more about what I do on preservativetalkradio.com. As you're driving along, I'm going to be quoting somebody. A lot of people consider themselves very educated, but what they're not doing is reading. If you're reading the newspapers, I was reading a comment by one of those who founded our nation who said that those who don't read at all are better educated than those who read the media, read the press. So be careful what you read. I do want to mention, I don't know if you've noticed this, if you go to CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever, even Reuters and even some foreign news sources and other news sources, whichever ones I didn't mention. For the most part, they're all reporting the same news. So what's up? You basically have all these different labels, same news information. It might merely be in-flight entertainment while our plane's in the nosedive. So here's something that you can read. I certainly encourage folks to read the Bible. Read what Jesus said. You know, and then you, if you want to get an argument about a discussion or give somebody a call on a talk show, you'll know what you're talking about. I just before the show started, I listened to a conversation I had with a guy who ran for the Socialist Party candidate for president in 2008. And he was telling me Jesus was a socialist. So I talked on the issue. I went and actually did a show talking about it and evaluating whether or not what he said was true. And he called in at the end of the show, and he started to say things, and I realized he hasn't really read it. He told us what Jesus said and what Jesus did, and he hadn't actually read the source. So I'm going to actually go there. And many of you have heard the Sermon on the Mount. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. When he was set, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, now, of course, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll just pick some key phrases. And again, it's the higher ground. I think Sermon on the Mount's probably a good thing to be talking about, higher ground. You know, it's overlooking the Sea of Galilee. So let's see what Jesus said. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now I just saw that and I pulled that out because I thought it was an interesting thing to read. But here's where I wanted to go. These are the kind of things that Jesus said, and some of the things that he said and something that Mr. Moore said of the Socialist Party, they didn't jive. They were actually opposed to one another. And it was subtle enough for him to not understand it. But this is what Jesus said. "You've heard it was said of them of the old time, thou shalt not kill. And whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." So he says, okay, there's a law. Don't kill. "But I say to you," little conjunction, junction, what's your function here? "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother," there's a little caveat, "without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment. Whoever shall say to his brother, Raca," whatever Raca means, "shall be in danger of the council. But whoever shall say fool shall be in a danger of hellfire." If you say, speak to somebody that. Now that's interesting. What a standard that calling somebody a fool. And here's this caveat, being angry with somebody without a cause. Somebody's been angry with me recently, and they communicated something to me, and I thought, you know, I've got to listen to them because they might be angry at me for a reason, but also might be without a cause. And so we have to be very careful. I mean, go on to something else he said. "Truly, I say, you shall know by no means come..." it says here, "agree with your adversary quickly," is one of the things he says. You know how we get contentious with our neighbor and we're worried about suing one another? He says, agree with them quickly because you're going to end up coming out of it not too well. But that's right before he went on to a different subject. He said, "You've heard it said of old time, you shall not commit adultery." Conjunction, junction, what's your function? He said, "But I say unto you," So a different standard, higher ground, that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart. So it's higher ground. Now, I'll tie this up and see where this applies to this issue of the day. But I want to talk about this. It's very educational. You may not hear it anywhere else. It's been said, whoever shall put away of his wife, let him give her a writing of divorce. But I say, there's another conjunction, what's your function? But I say to you, whoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, that means her doing something before marriage, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries her that is divorced commits adultery. He has a higher standard, higher ground. He says, in the old days, you have heard it said, don't forswear by yourself, but perform your oath unto the Lord. But I say, conjunction, what's your function? Swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, neither shalt thou swear by the head, because you can't change the hair. But this is the point. Let's see the next conjunction. What's its function? He says, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatever soever more is comes from evil. So it turns out in a lot of things, the master of the entire universe, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, has said, these things seem right to you. They are right. But I've got a higher standard. Don't just take it for granted. There's a reason why things are set out in the order that they are. It even has to do with the laws of men. So don't take even those for granted. But there's a higher law. There's a higher standard. And I want you to be free to operate in it. I say our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. And I would say, folks, our bondage comes from our lack thereof. And in many cases, being pragmatic and not taking the higher ground. Jesus went on to say, you heard that was said in the old days, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You hear that on TV shows growing up watching Westerns. I mean, there was always some nutty prophetic guy screaming this kind of stuff. They didn't really say it in context. But he said, in the olden days, we say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, conjunction, what's your function? That you resist not evil, but whoever shall hit you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. Karl Marx said that Christianity was something that basically was just taught cowardism. It was just teaching people to be cowards. Well, I don't know if any of you have ever deliberately taken or at least offered your cheek after being struck before. And not in an act of cowardice, like you couldn't help it. Oh, you know, you didn't say to them, please don't hit me again. You gave them an opportunity to hit you again. And you communicated no intention of doing anything about it because of your faith and your strength. That is not an act of cowardice. It's an act of the higher ground. Now, is that a law? Are we being legalists? Hey, you can't hit him back. You can't hit him back. Well, if I in my heart decide to not hit him back, guess what? I can decide in my heart not to hit him back. Now, I'm not going to hold you to it. I'm not going to say, hey, buddy, he hit you on the right cheek. You just need to take the next punch. That's an issue of faith between you and the one to whom you'll ultimately be accountable. But there's a higher standard here. If any man will sue thee at law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And whoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him to ask, and from him who would borrow, turn not away. You've heard it said of old, love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. So we're going to talk about higher ground. And again, if you have a comment, if you think this is really kooky, you think I'm off my nut or whatever you want to call it, you can give us a call, 277-KFNX, that's 277-5369. You could call toll free because we still got 50,000 watts of power and the sun's going down. And those, you might be hearing it in Tucson. You can call us toll free, 1-866-536-1100. I'm David Allen Carmichael, and we're going to be back with this Faith and Freedom Show. You can find out more on Preservative Talk Radio Constitutionalist.com. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be talking about these things from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And there's a reason for it. There's a standard. And I want to take us all to the place of being accountable to the standard. We're not going to be like earning righteousness because of it, but I'm going to tell you it's going to affect our posterity. It's going to affect our neighborhood. It's going to affect our society. It's going to affect our economy. If we will walk in the higher standard, that is what made the nation free and prosperous. Our freedom came in proportion to our faith. Now, hopefully we can all be perfect, even as our Father is, which is in heaven, is perfect. But I'll tell you what, that takes a little divine intervention. So again, David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio on this Faith and Freedom Show, Faith and Freedom Friday in Phoenix. And we'll be back right after this.